electrician come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer skin. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just gonna ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
And now a star is born. On August 9th, 1944, the world welcomed little baby Sam Elliott.
Push! Here he comes!
Where, boo-hoo. Where?
Wow, that baby cries in a deep voice. He must be hungry.
Breast milk. It's what's for dinner.
Sam Elliott, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. An armed man wearing body armor and carrying more than 100 rounds of ammunition is stopped outside a Walmart in Springfield, Missouri by a former firefighter with a gun.
I drew my weapon, told him to put his hands in the air. He complied, was compliant the whole time.
Police officers got there and arrested the man 3 minutes later. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Montana Governor Steve Bullock are the first of many Democrats running for president, speaking at the Iowa State Fair.
Each laid out why they can beat President Trump.
The issues before us now are in my wheelhouse, the things I've worked on my whole life.
Biden points to his experience. For Bullock, it's winning as a Democrat in Montana.
I'm a pro-choice, pro-union, populist Democrat. The won three elections in a red state.
Both candidates also sharpened criticism of the president's rhetoric in the aftermath of a suspected hate-influenced mass shooting in El Paso.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Iowa State Fair. This is Fox News.
The studio has sort of a nautical theme this morning. How are you, Greg Budell?
Wow, blow me down.
Oh, I get it. Jay Scott. I'm going to the store in just a minute. Do you need anything?
I'll have a hamburger, for which I will gladly pay you Tuesday.
Emily Hayes, I understand fiancé is quite the scholar.
I could never marry an uneducated ignoramus.
Bailey the Wonder Dog, do you like spinach?
Oh, hell no.
And Rich Thomas, how long do you have to go to school to be a meteorologist?
7 years of college down the drain. Might as well join a Peace Corps.
Well, that's not quite the voice we were expecting.
I scare off creation on land or on sea, but talk about women, they all fall for me.
Oh, that's much better. Stand by for three men and a lady.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
We could see big storms again today.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
It's the traffic circle at AUM. I went through it this morning. Got things started. Three men and a lady with Jay Scott, Random Facts coming up, and a chance to win $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. Emily Hayes. Now, about that forecast.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Yeah, so we got this heat advisory in effect. And you want to know what kind of... Well, never mind.
On account of you want to know why?
On account of you want to know why?
Heat index 105 to 108. Yesterday, we did get to 108 at the Montgomery Airport, and there's no reason to believe that today will be any different. The actual high on the thermometer will be somewhere around 96, 97 today. Scattered afternoon and evening storms, feast or famine. The airport barely had a trace. My yard had 1.21 inches of rain. And that's the way it's going to be today. A couple of those could be on the strong side. There were a couple of warnings yesterday. Our weather app will instantly alert you if there's a warning for your area because it knows where you are. Overnight low 76. Generous supply of showers and storms tomorrow and more scattered storms Sunday. The intense weekend heat continues with triple-digit heat indices. And next week, Monday through Wednesday, will be the hottest heat indices of the summer so far. Just crazy numbers. Check out my morning video this morning if you want to be shocked. And I mean shocked. 75 this right now with a little 3-mile-an-hour breeze and mostly clear skies. 708.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Well, we've had an interesting week in the financial world.
Yeah.
Nice bounce back. But will it last? And Brad McDonald's going to make a special visit with us this afternoon, I think around 3:20.
3:50.
To analyze whatever it is that goes on today in the markets. But I bring his name up because if you have no plan in place for your future, if you've not prepared for events like your kids' education, saving for a first home, or, of course, retirement, building a nest egg is really a great idea, and it starts with a few bucks a week or on a regular basis. Even at a painless level, it adds up. It's like you set it and forget it and let McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management help you grow it. 387-0094 is their number. 387-0094, McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. At 708, Mr. Malaki.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 7 o'clock rush hour, and there's a few accidents around the river region you may want to know about. We have one on I-65 at the Pine Level exit. That's on 65 South. That one's being cleaned up, so it shouldn't be there much longer. We also have two accidents on Highway 80, and they're on opposite sides of the county. We have one in the Mount Meigs area at Highway 80 and Highway 126, and we have another accident on Highway 80. This one is the Selma Highway out at Mitchell Young Road, so be careful if you're headed into town from that direction. Enjoy a day of shopping at Premier Place, then great eating at Poblano's King Buffet and Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. Premier Place Shopping Center, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is
that your kids actually want to hang out with you. That's the good news. According to a new survey, 73% of kids who are between 6 and 17 years old say they want more opportunities to hang out with their parents and siblings and bond with them.
There's a spot on TV. I'm trying to remember who it's for. It's a mother and daughter, and the mother says, let's go do some things. So they go do some things, and at the end of the day, the daughter is texting a friend, actually had fun with mom.
Oh, I saw that. That was nice.
70% of parents wish they could spend more quality time with their kids. The survey also found out the activities that kids want to do with their parents the most, and the top 10 are go to the beach, exercise, play sports, go to the pool, go to the movies, play at the park, go camping, go to a zoo, museum, or amusement park, play video games, and go shopping. Notice, sit in the same room and text different people was not on there.
Yeah.
So,
especially when you're texting someone in the same room. In the same room, yeah.
So that's the good news, y'all. Your kids want to hang out with you.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
And breaking good news. Actually, Rich and I got the tip on this yesterday about our friend Rick Evans.
Yeah, I love this news. Rick had announced his retirement, and it was going to be September 1st. We had just finished talking with him on the air.
Yeah.
This was the moon, the moon thing, the moon anniversary. We got a text yesterday that he's been encouraged to stay on, and he has accepted the offer to stay on, and he's not going to. So we're going to have him on again and again and again.
Yes.
And he listens to this show.
I think it's a great decision because he has put the personality into that place.
He's not just knowledgeable. It's, like you said, it's personality that makes that those shows come alive.
Yes. Very creative, fun guy, and makes learning about the galaxy a whole lot of fun. I really enjoyed.
And good taste in morning shows, too.
Oh, absolutely. He, of course, I didn't know if I looked that good on a widescreen. I don't need any help with that.
That's what I got for y'all today.
We are at 7:12. Don't forget, today at the end of the show, we have our big weekly grand prize drawing, and we've added something really cool to it this week. The Tailgate to Go package. That's a party tray of wings.
Mm-hmm. The gooey fries,
chips and salsa and queso sauce.
It makes me think of football.
Yeah, well, you can win this. If you've called the show this week, you're eligible to win this in the drawing.
Yeah.
And so, like, when we have a contest, even if you don't win it, make sure we get your name and initials so we can put you in the drawing.
Right.
And you also get a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea with that. And, of course, for football season, when you got a few folks coming over to watch a game, you can go to A Lot of Trouble, or you can go to bombhours.com, browse the catering menu, make some choices, call. They'll have it ready right on time for you. That's bombhours.com. And again, maybe one of these Wednesday nights, you'll come and join us over there for fun, camaraderie, and fellowship. At 7:13.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Two Selma men are behind bars charged with shooting into a Selma woman's house. Dallas County District Attorney Michael Jackson says 29-year-old Ronald Johnson and 25-year-old Mustafa McDonald are each charged with shooting into an occupied dwelling. Montgomery police have arrested a parent in connection to a shooting in the parking lot of Blount Elementary School Thursday morning. This happened during drop-off when many parents and students were in the parking lot. Thankfully, no one was injured. And we are just a few weeks away from the Labor Day Classic between Alabama State and Tuskegee, and both schools have announced a new competition supporting the Salvation Army. The Communiversity Block Party Competition is happening September 3rd. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
You got everybody's mic on, so
bless them.
Christy downstairs, and it's her 30th birthday today. And
oh, it's today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is this, a week-long celebration?
It is birthday season.
The buttery one, the butters, as you call them.
The butters, Mr. and Mrs. Butters.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Butters are going to be out of town, so they wouldn't be here today to celebrate her birthday.
Where are they going? Oh, I didn't know that. I needed the memo.
So?
So that's why.
So they wouldn't be here to celebrate her birthday. She does a fantastic job as a promotions director.
They've never stayed here for my birthday.
Well, they've known you, like, your whole life, right?
They stayed here for your, well, no.
Yeah.
We had your birthday at the bowling alley.
No, I'm beginning to understand where I rank on the
Blue Water Revival.
Well, when you turn 30, we're going to do something big.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
If you wish you felt like you were 30, dealing with these aches and pains of old age, I go through at 34.
That's called a bridge or a segue.
All you have to do to get on the wellness foot is go see Dr. Jeff Pasley at Milbert Family Chiropractic. He will get you straightened out, quite literally. And then not only will you start to feel better from your chiropractic services,
He will make sure that you have the information you need to stay on the road to wellness. It's not just the adjustments and stuff. It's nutrition. It's positive mindset. It's a lot of stuff. And Dr. Jeff Pasley has a great way of getting you on the road to wellness and keeping you on the road to wellness. So if you want to learn more about the chiropractic services available at Millbrook Family Chiropractic, go see them. They're open right now until noon. And then they'll be back open again at 2 o'clock until 6 p.m. They have flexible scheduling because you have a busy life. They know that. 285-8483, 285-8483, just off of I-65 in Millbrook. Learn more online at millbrookchiropractor.com and make sure you tell Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic we said hello when you go there.
That's well done.
Thanks.
Try that again.
Really? Hello!
Hello!
Echo, 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 echo.
Pitching.
Yeah. Pedro Borbón. When I watched that movie the first time, I knew not only that he was going to do that he was going to go into baseball announcer mode, but I could have been not less surprised when Pedro Borbón. Pinch hitting. All right, here's your trivia question. Who pinch hit for Pedro Borbón in that movie? Well,
I don't know. I don't know.
Manny Mota.
Mota. Very good. Thank you, Jay. It's 7:17. Get your note-taking devices handy.
Oh,
we're almost
God.
Ready for today's edition of Random Facts, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz.
Friday officially begins in 3, 2, 1.
Friday's here. It's time to rock out.
Friday.
I don't think it would hurt to get a little rowdy this weekend.
Friday. Friday.
Yes, the weekend's here. It's Friday.
Friday.
Friday is so great.
I bought my Friday at the dollar store.
Friday.
I don't believe that Friday should be used for evil.
Friday's a good time to enjoy cheap beer.
The radio's playing some forgotten song. Randy coming on strong. The road has got me hypnotized.
Truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%, plus get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the 7 o'clock rush hour, and we don't see a lot of issues for you this morning. Everything looks pretty good on the interstates. Everybody's moving along at a speed limit ride. The 31s look good this morning, except there's a lot of traffic coming out of Wetumpka, so be careful and watch the cars around you there. And if you are on the boulevard, everything is moving along great this morning. Be careful around the traffic lights. Your school zones are in effect, so watch out. Your speed limit's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. It's football and tailgating time in Alabama. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has the pickup truck you want. Forget the down payment. Head on down to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
In honor of Polka Day, it's the greatest hits of Led Zeppelin.
There's a lady who sure also glitters is gold when she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows that the stores are all closed with the bird she can get what she came for.
Led Zeppelin, polka style.
Been a long time since I rocked and rolled. Been a long time since I did the stroll. Been a long time, been a long time, been a long, lonely, 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 lonely time.
In honor of National Polka Day, it's the greatest hits of Led Zeppelin.
Hey, hey, mama said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. Ah, ah, ah. You need coolin', baby, I'm not foolin'. I'm gonna send you back to schoolin'. I'm going to give you my love. Want a whole lot of love. Want a whole lot of love.
Jeez. And now,
according to Jay Scott, here's today's random
I tell you what, man. Excellent job.
I love that bit.
Yeah.
That bit is really good.
That was funny.
We can only use it once a year, though, because it's Polka Day today.
Well, then let's milk it for all it's worth, then.
Polka Day.
Man, they really did a pretty good job at putting those together.
Yeah, they did. I worked very hard on that last night.
I know you did. That's why your eyes are bloodshot this morning.
Are they?
No. Just kidding.
Everybody calm down.
Did you know, in the 90s, now I don't know if she actually said this, but at least one celebrity kept their word of, if that person gets voted in, I'm leaving the country. Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Left America. Now, I have no idea if she did it on any kind of political basis or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
But she did leave America in the 90s. She started living in Switzerland.
Yeah.
She now is a Swiss citizen. She lives permanently in a village in the Alps and has stated, I could not imagine a better place to live.
Yeah, it's where Charlie went after they wouldn't let him back in the country. And heartbroken over there.
I wonder, I just see her singing in a Swiss accent, rolling down the river.
Rolling down the river.
Did you ever see her thighs in person?
I know.
In person?
Her thighs in person.
No?
She's the hardest working legs in the business.
Man.
Aren't they insured for like a ton of money?
Yeah.
They were. I don't know about now.
J-Lo's butt is
70s.
Too.
I think there's only, I don't know if an insurance company's going to insure your thighs when you're past.
Let's find a recent picture.
I don't know. She's still kicking it.
I'll tell you what.
She's 50.
She can belt out a song. What's love got to do with it?
Nutbush City Limits. That is a jam.
That could cover, like Proud Mary's, cover somebody else's song and make it room.
I agree.
No picture of her legs.
Sounded really intelligent, did it?
Not that I'm trying to find them, but yeah.
So,
how old is she?
How old is Tina Turner? Good question.
She's 71.
Hang on, I
75.
Will tell you.
Is Looney Tunes is dead, right? Her husband, her...
Oh, he's long gone.
Yeah, he's long gone.
That guy's
what a
dead
piece of crap he was.
What was yours?
71.
And yours?
75.
I don't have...
You want to throw out a number?
I have a stain. 72.
You're the closest without going over. She is 79 years old.
Shut up! Simply the best!
Cheese slice, please.
Oh, you know what? I'll give you a cheese. No, you can't request cheese slices!
Well, you don't have any yet, so we have to keep remembering to give you a cheese slice.
We'll have to announce at the end of the show who's the winner.
How about... Yeah. Put lettuce on there for me.
Oh. You're missing lettuce.
I wasn't up here this morning if he had an explanation, but yes.
Oh, yeah, he did. We talked about it.
She was born in November 26th. She'll be 80 this year.
We have to do some kind of tribute for Tina.
We haven't done, you know what, so...
you haven't done a song.
I gotta do it. Tina. Never done a Tina song, so guess what?
Nutbush ain't bad.
Nutbush is a
you'll start
jam.
You'll start to get early morning, Saturday morning emails.
First comment on that post said she left a good job in the city to live there. Did you know in 1930 a lawyer tried to leave $50,000 in a trust to build a womanless library? Imagine not liking women that much that after you're dead, you want a library erected where no female can not only enter the library, but no authors can also be in the library that are females.
Little Rascals say, guys.
Yeah, the
He-Man Woman Haters Club.
And library. No women admitted signs were to be posted at each entrance, and no works by women were allowed to be on the premises. His family successfully challenged his will after his death, and the plans were scrapped.
Wow.
Yep.
On National Women's Day.
It is. I didn't even know that. Yeah. Did you know that only 20,000 people in North Korea have access to the internet, compared to South Korea, where 48.7 million people have access to the internet?
Isn't that insane?
It's very, very strict over there.
And I bet you can't just go anywhere you want on the internet over there, even if you're one of the few.
Well, even if you did have internet access, the websites you'd be allowed to go to?
Right.
Would just be propaganda sites. Sure. I mean, you wouldn't be able to, you know,
go to
every page of Fox News would just have a picture of him on there saying he wins. You know, it doesn't matter what. He just, he wins, whatever it is.
Right.
CNN, he wins. That's it. Did you know in 1987, the entire world population of condors was a big fat 27? Not million, not thousands. Not hundreds, just 27. That was it. They were all captured and saved from extinction through captive breeding.
Leading, how many are there now?
Well, in 2018, there were 488.
Wow.
So. Did you know wrought iron hasn't been produced in the United States since 1969?
Why?
Really?
Yeah. Products that are sold as wrought iron are actually made of steel, which is cheaper and stronger.
So, right now, that term just really describes a style of, like, fencing, for example.
Seemingly, yes. I was going to try and see if I could find out why.
Now I've got Tina Turner song stuck in my head.
It's not a bad thing to, you know, I mean, it could be worse.
It has been worse.
I'm hearing, what's love got to do?
It's simply the best.
Did you know millennials in the ages of 18 to 34?
Aww.
Somebody in this room wanted to remind us that they are 34 years old.
They want to. I wanted. You should have remembered on your own, but whatever.
Hey, are you turning the big 40 this year?
No, that was last year.
Oh, God.
Remember, my birthday was in 1980. That's a callback, by the way. A long callback.
In the Wayback Machine.
Yeah. No, 41 this year.
Who 41. Was, what was they doing in 1980? Okay.
No, I was born in 78. Did you know millennials in the ages of 18 to 34 are more likely to live with their parents instead of a spouse or a partner? The first time this has occurred since record-keeping began in the 1880s.
This is my... Who are these people?
I don't know. The Peter Pan generation?
Peter Pan generation?
Yeah, I guess the ones that just, they don't grow
Never
up.
Grow Never up. Grow up?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know these people. All the people I know.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Peter Pan kid.
We never got to go to Toys R Us.
Peanut butter ain't bad. Did you know?
From Bikes and Trains and Video.
The Special Powers Act that was passed in 1922 to, and I quote, keep peace and order in Northern Ireland. It enabled police to search without a warrant, arrest and imprison people without charge or trial, and ban any assemblies, parades, or publications. It was never repealed until 1973.
Golly.
Yeah. Did you know when it snowed for the first recorded time in Miami in 1977?
Were you there? Or were you still in Chicago?
Still in Chicago. March 14, 1977, I debuted on a station that just recently changed formats. The Loop, FM 98. They changed formats.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because they let it get stale.
What is The Loop doing now?
I don't think it's called the Loop. No, it's just...
We were on the 37th floor of the Hancock Building with a view to the west over the city. You cannot, I can't imagine anybody that worked in radio that had a better view than we did in our studio.
Did you know Steve Dahl?
No, he came in later.
Oh.
He was in Detroit then.
So you weren't there for the big Miami
disco
snow?
No, I just moved to Miami when that whole thing came down and later became friends with Mike Vec, the genius behind that.
Oh, yeah. Demolition. Right.
Yeah.
Is he brother to Bill Vec?
Son.
Son.
He used to tell great stories about his dad.
Yeah. Well, that he was the
owner of the Cleveland Indians for a while. And then the White Sox.
January 19th, 1977 is when that happened. And a meteorologist, Jim Lushine, who was retired at the time, he likes to joke. He initially thought the flakes were a cocaine drop that had gone bad.
Now, start over again. What was the... how did this open? What did you say at the beginning? No. I mean, on this January 19th.
When it snowed for the first recorded time in Miami in 1977, meteorologist initially thought it was a coke drop gone wrong.
Wow.
Until realizing the flakes were snow.
Yeah, that happened just a couple of years before I moved there, and people were still telling those stories.
Wonder what station he worked for. Channel 4?
What was his name?
Jim Lushine?
I don't know.
Yeah, he wasn't there when I was there.
Interesting.
Yeah. Did you know, in 1945, a U.S. Army Air Force B-25 bomber crashed into the Empire State Building. The crash severed an elevator's cables, causing it to plummet 75 stories. The operator in that elevator, Betty Lou Oliver, survived the elevator fall, holds the record for the longest elevator fall survived.
If you want to read the story of that event, get the book, The Sky is Falling. I've read it. It's fascinating, and they were very lucky. When 9/11 happened, I was a newsman. And we didn't know at first if, you know, that it was terrorism. We had no idea. We thought a plane had got caught in the draft of the building or something. And I said, this has happened before in Manhattan, July 29, 1945, when a twin-engine Billy Mitchell bomber hit the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
At floor 7. And I did that all off the top of my head because I'd read the book.
Yeah.
Did you know in 2001, a fatwa?
Huh?
A fatwa. A fatwa?
What are you calling a fatwa?
It was issued on Pokemon because it amounted to blasphemy and promoted evolution.
Oh.
Yeah. Fatwa. And then finally, did you know when Six Flags Over Texas theme park opened in 1961? It had a section dedicated to the Confederacy where actors would hunt through the crowd for Union spies and execute them by a firing squad where boys and girls could sign up to defend the South as soldiers and nurses.
Well, that would go over well now.
Yeah,
nothing,
sure would.
Nothing politically wrong with that.
Somebody in North Carolina was giving away freebies to anybody that came and burned a Confederate flag.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's in the news somewhere.
Are there any... statues left anywhere of historic statues from that period of time?
Oh, I think, yeah, I think there's plenty still.
I meant that almost as a rhetorical question. I was lamenting, you know, I'm not defending the Confederacy at all. It was awful. I mean, that idea, but the historic significance of some of those people, I just don't understand, you know.
Those are all of your random facts.
Good job, Jay.
Thanks. Thank you, Emily.
Well done. Let me see if this person's still
there. Yeah.
Hello there.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hey, Sherry. What's the first letter of your last name, please?
F. As in Fowler.
All right.
How are you?
Sherry.
I'm great.
Good.
How are you guys doing this morning?
We're good.
Yeah.
You're our 60th caller of the week.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So what's on your mind? What's on your mind this morning?
Well, I just had something that I would like to pass by you. I'm not even sure if you want to put this on the air.
Oh, you're on the air right now.
Well, I'll tell you what. No, I'm going to put you on hold. Tell Jay we got to do a traffic update. I got to talk about our friends at Lewis Lawn. See what's happening. At Lewis Lawn, I am so proud to see, first of all, I've known the Lewises for a long time, and they're just incredible people.
So when they succeed and are able to expand their great business at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, nobody's happier for them than I am. What they did was acquire the property next door so they could build a real showroom. For a long time, they had their products on display, but they also had their parts department and service all under one roof. Now they have a whole building that's devoted to showing off the incredible products that they sell, and it also allowed them enough room to be able to show the new tractor mowers that they now have room for and can sell you at Lewis Lawn. Carrying all the great brand names in outdoor maintenance from Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, and all the steel products, Chad Sasser, the guy that can guide you to the choice that works best for you or turn you on to monthly incentives and specials from various manufacturers. And they're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Their number is 244-9191, and anything you buy there can be serviced. Their full-service department, and that is at Lewis Lawn. We'll hit the traffic dungeon at 7:36, come back with our pop quiz.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, and we have a couple issues on I-65. We have an accident southbound at the Pine Level exit in Prattville, so be careful there. And if you're headed into the downtown area, look out for the slowdown around the river bridges. We also have another accident in Prattville on Highway 31 near Highway 82, so be careful in that area. If you're on the boulevard in Montgomery, there's not a lot of problems for you. It's busy, so watch yourself around the intersections. Traffic on the 31s is moving along just fine this morning. Keep in mind school zones are in effect, so watch your speed limit. It's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. Haynes Ambulance is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for six straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hold on. Hang on. We've got to do the
question. All right. Oh, you can do it? I was standing by.
Actually, I tell you what. Remember, didn't you say to let Rich start doing the question?
Well, I mean, I'll do it this morning.
Let's let him do it today.
That's fine.
Thank
go right
you.
Ahead.
I want to do it.
Because he said he would let me do the weather all next week.
Yeah. I want to do it. Let me do it. So, we found out some good news that in the year 2018, last year, there were 488 condors. I want to know, how many condors were there in 1987? All right.
Well, you did give that number.
Wait, it was less than...
You don't remember it, do you, Greg?
So Johnny came home with 488 condors.
I remember numbers.
Okay, I was one off, so I'm
But then Sally came and took away this many. How many condors does Johnny have left?
All right, 272-9228 if you have the answers to that question, 272-9228.
Those lines.
And Jay will queue up some calls while we get the forecast from Rich.
Brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Very interesting day yesterday with a heat index of 108 and a high of 97, and big storms roaming around. Some counties went under severe thunderstorm warnings. All of that going on. Big heat can produce big storms. And again today, heat advisory is in effect. Heat index 105 to 108. Scattered afternoon and evening storms. The actual high will be around 96, if you want to know that. Tonight's low 76. Scattered afternoon and evening storms, a couple of which could be on the strong side. Tomorrow, a generous supply of those random storms. Feast or famine in the afternoon and evening, and more scattered storms on Sunday. The intense weekend heat continues with triple-digit heat indices. And you want to talk heat, let's talk about early next week when the heat level goes to a level we haven't seen here this summer. Numbers like heat indices like 111, 113, 115, that kind of stuff. Next week, Monday through Wednesday. Right now this morning, mostly clear skies, 3-mile-an-hour breeze. Temperature is 75 at 740.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, Steve gets first crack at today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question. Steve.
Good morning.
Hey.
How many of them condors were there before they made more of them?
It was 27.
Correctamundo.
Hey!
Yep. That's right.
I did remember the number, by the way, because 27 is a lucky number for me.
And it's one more than Andrew's birthday today.
Now, I know we had people drop off the line there, but every single person on that line had not called in this week and just got added to...
Very nice.
Oh, yay!
There's an Emily segment coming up.
It's a bit... You've got a big... You've got a lot of numbers now.
And like 12?
Much more than that.
And we've added...
We're up to, what, 61, right?
No, we're up to 64 now.
Yeah.
I always have to throw those numbers back.
Let's try to get to 100.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord.
I mean, we might. If we throw out a good conundrum here in the next couple minutes, we might.
I kind of want to know why.
We could run the numbers a bit.
You know why we used to do that? Why we used to try and push that thing to make it last an hour and a half? Because that way we didn't have to deal with anything else.
With Susan, God rest her soul.
Y'all. Jeez.
No, she's not dead.
She's
just history.
She's
history. Jeez.
I just wonder.
I heard about that yesterday.
Did you hear?
Everybody got the vacation reference. It was just like Chevy Chase. He sees this hot girl at Marshall Field. And he's, you know, like a typical guy hanging out.
Yeah.
And he's looking at panties, and she says, "For your wife?" "No. No, God rest her soul." That's what that was. It was a pull from a movie.
No, he says he's shopping for his wife, and she says, "Oh, would she like something like this?" And he says, "It's." He brings up the wife thing, and she says something about it, and he says, "God rest her soul."
Yeah. What a shame! What a shameful, lustful moment for Clark Griswold.
Bless it.
You hang on. And by the way, one of those prizes we're giving away in that special Emily segment, tailgate to go, party-sized tray of wings, gooey fries, chips, salsa, queso sauce from Baumhauer's, along with a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. A pine fries to win.
War Eagle.
Here is Keith from Santos.
Hey.
Good morning.
Morning. Hello there.
I just wanted to say good morning, and I can't wait for the Duncan and Son predictathon to get started.
Yeah, it's coming soon. Coming soon. Coming
three weeks
soon.
From today.
Yep.
It is in the air.
It's going to be hard to believe.
Big first weekend. Alabama plays Duke, and probably one of Duke's buddies too. And then Auburn plays the Oregon Ducks.
Yeah, I think that's the game of the week right there.
That is a big game.
Thanks, dude.
It is. Y'all have a great day.
All right, take care,
Keith.
Thanks
call, my friend. At 7:43, we got Fox Business, your local news. And then we're back, Three Men and a Lady, with a conundrum.
Less than expected, 1.68 billion rides in the period. Uber had expenses related to its stock launch. Shares of German chemical giant Bayer are sharply higher, following reports it's willing to pay up to $8 billion to settle thousands of lawsuits that allege its Monsanto Roundup weed killers cause cancer. The company isn't confirming the report. Chipmaker Broadcom has a deal to buy Symantec's unit that provides security to companies. The deal for the enterprise security business is worth $10.7 billion. And cannabis company Canopy Growth is buying medical research business Beckley Canopy Therapeutics. Beckley is working on developing cannabis-based medicines. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Baseball season is in full swing.
I hear popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip.
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
I see we have Tiffany on the phone. Hi, Tiffany.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
I was going to tell you, my dad was working for Delta Airlines at the time the snow hit Miami.
Uh-huh.
No kidding.
And he just called and told me that it snowed also in the Bahamas at that same time.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
That was caused by something very, very rare. There had been a super cold front that had swept the country. And it was the circulation of the front after it crossed over into the ocean, into the Gulf Stream, with these super low temperatures. It literally threw the snow back at Miami, if I remember the explanation for that correctly.
I remember being at a Bahamas weather conference where we talked about this.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
The day it snowed. The day it snowed. And by the way, at that same meeting in the Bahamas, they said, but there's never been a recorded tornado in the Bahamas ever. So that was the end of that day's session. So we went back to our rooms, and that night, there was a tornado.
Oh, wow.
Very near our conference, and it was the first recorded tornado ever. So.
Were there traffic circles close to your conference?
That was it. That was it.
That's crazy. The same time that was happening in Miami, Buffalo, New York had 40-foot-high snowdrifts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We had that in Chicago. I mean, that's... You get some of those big storms followed by a super powerful cold front.
They told people to stay indoors and stop driving their snowmobiles because concealed chimneys were being destroyed.
Right. You're right.
Oh, that's how high the drifts were.
Right.
Whoa!
Another reason I was glad I was born in Alabama.
Well, Buffalo is a garden spot in the winter. thanks to Lake Erie.
Back in the summer of January 23rd, 1967, when that storm was done, we walked down our entire block over our garage roofs because the drifts were that high.
My goodness. That is amazing. Mercy. Yeah. Well, I just thought that was an interesting fact.
I'm glad you called.
For calling.
Thank you.
Well, thanks. Good to talk to you guys.
Have a nice weekend.
Bye-bye. Likewise.
All right, your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have arrested a parent in connection to a shooting in the Blount Elementary School parking lot Thursday morning. This happened during drop-off when many parents and students were in the parking lot. Thankfully, no one was injured. Two Selma men are behind bars charged with shooting into a Selma woman's house. Dallas County District Attorney Michael Jackson says 29-year-old Ronald Johnson and 25-year-old Mustafa McDonald are each charged with shooting into an occupied dwelling. And we are just a few weeks away from the Labor Day Classic between Alabama State and Tuskegee, and both schools have announced a new competition supporting the Salvation Army. The Communiversity Block Party Competition is happening September 3rd. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
August 9th is Handholding Day. Excuse me, Mr. Audio Engineer. May I hold your hand? Ew, clammy clam hands. Gross. I can't wait until Purell Day. Have a clammy, happy Handholding Day.
Mr. Sandman. It's time for Mr. Sandman's Not Quite Famous End of Summer Sale. A sale so amazing we can only do it once a year, right before we start our fall sale. Seriously, we have a huge inventory of mattresses, headboards, and beds drastically discounted to reduce excess inventory. A large selection of 10 to 12 inch thick king mattresses under $3.99. Queen mattresses from $149. Twins from $99. Full headboards from $79. Queen beds from $149. Special discounts available on Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, and Sutherland mattresses, as well as many adjustable bases. Mr. Sandman still has a nice selection of floor samples to liquidate, including iComfort, Heirloom, Jameson Latex, and other premium sets. Mr. Sandman currently has over 400 mattresses and 200 beds and headboards in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery. Shop around, but visit us before spending your money. We normally offer at higher quality and lower prices than our competitors, while maintaining excellent customer service. In Montgomery or Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Pig Enterprises ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Pig Enterprises. Pig Enterprises, get a squeal of a deal. Donate what you can and help us cram the van. for Montgomery's public schools. From Pig Enterprises and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%, plus get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Brunch life Saturday night has a lot to unfold.
I'm leaving now, let's go.
Now it is the weekend. Said I can make your weekend. Saturday morning when the sun comes out, I was sleeping with my shades pulled down. Then I will binge Netflix on my couch, grabbing some booze and then I'll chug it down. We will be dancing till we get kicked out of every.
And that's the song that reminds me and Rich of the goddess Heidi Watney.
Yeah.
From the Major League Baseball.
It starts at 2 o'clock in the morning when I first see... I can see. It's the quick pitch show.
Yep. Do you ever clap in synchronization with the song?
I have.
I have done that too.
Only in Friends.
In the privacy of my own home.
Only with the Violent Femmes.
Huh? I want to ask you a question.
Me or everybody?
I'm asking Rich because I know you don't watch the Baseball Network.
Yeah.
We all know that Jay is a loner and doesn't talk about his private life, so...
this is true.
Does it strike you sometimes that the outfits they wear are a little more like party dresses? They're not slutty. They're
We're not talking about the players.
We're talking about the... the quick pitch hostesses.
Oh,
yeah.
I would say that it's borderline
obscene.
No. It's borderline kind of. It's directed to guys and not to women. I think it's. You know what I mean?
Y'all wonder why we get mad about stuff.
So I think some women could be maybe not happy about that.
Mm.
Not the way, you know.
I mean, they're respectable. They're just a little...
Yeah. On the trollop side?
You might think you might see like a baseball jersey and a pair of slacks or something once in a while.
Never in a pantsuit. Right. Never in a Hillary Clinton pantsuit.
But no, whatever, they wear more than the weather women do in Miami.
Oh, my gosh.
You know how they introduce the weather in Miami? Now the weather. Heidi Klum.
I've got some of the Los Angeles locals. You think Miami's bad? Whoa!
LA's worse.
You ought to see some of the LA locals in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. You know what I have in my hand here?
Paper.
It's a list of the top things we want our kids to be when they grow up. And you know what's different about this? Rich. Right. Not as in Rich Thomas. I mean,
who doesn't want their child to grow into
adorable
adults? But that weren't we kind of told that, you know, if you just study and buckle down, you can be rich. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with having money? Nothing.
Yeah. It was a goal.
But as times have changed, so is the list of things that parents want their kids to become. And I'll give you the top five here.
Number five.
To be kind.
Well, you got to be cruel.
You got to be cruel to be kind. That's right, Nick Lowe.
I love that song. We got to do that again, too.
Yeah.
Number four.
To be loved.
Felt like the Beatitudes or something.
Oh, God, no wonder we have so many.
Number three.
To have a stable, happy family life. So stability, but not billions of dollars.
Number two.
To be healthy.
And number one.
To be happy.
I'm sorry, what?
Happy.
Down to number six is to find a career they enjoy. And I really think if you find a career you enjoy, it'll take care of several other items on the list.
I was going to say, I think a lot of those are related to others in the list. Like, if you find one of those, it probably knocks off two others on the list.
You know, number eight here, to be lucky in love and not have their heart broken. I thought we had that one. Oh, God. I still go through it, and I still get angry. I'll be at Brian Joey tomorrow morning, by the way. Fulfilling a social life. But that was something I really started. I didn't harp on it. I just told Janelle, because we used to dream about that stuff when we were little kids. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Mm-hmm.
I'm an astronaut. That's me.
Sure. Don't you still, didn't you say?
I would still do it in a heartbeat. Even if it was the whole, hey, look, it's a one-way trip, but you're going to be on Mars. We just can't bring you back. I'll take it.
My dad said, what do you want to be when you grow up, Lou? And I said, I want to pick the songs on the radio. And he said, that's called a program director. Radio is the most fun you'll ever have with the least amount of money you'll ever make.
Interesting.
Oh, I'm glad my dad didn't tell me that.
My dad had worked in radio, though, so
there was never any question what I was going to do. There was just never any question from the moment I could talk. Mom and Dad, if they were around, could tell you how I would broadcast the weather to them with a blackboard.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, just pointing to, you know.
Thought you were talking about your time at McDonald's.
Well, Goose used to say I want to be a veterinarian.
A veterinarian.
Yeah, she's real little. But here she is. She does work with animals, just in a different way.
No, it's fantastic.
And that's really cool.
She found her calling. And not only that, but like the graphic design thing as well.
Yeah, she's
doing the art.
Good setup.
And she's doing the animals.
Yeah.
So designs. She got the best of her both worlds.
She has got an imprint all over, and that's one of the world's most prestigious zoos, too.
I know. I told you, my friend Sasha, that's her dream job, is to work at Zoo Miami, and she just got that. She was in Tampa, I think,
mm-hmm.
and she's got a position in Miami. She's very excited about it.
Let me know when she's headed down there so I can...
I know. I already told her. I was like, look, there's this great person named Janelle you're going to meet when you get to Zoo Miami. She's good people. I work with her pops.
You're so nice, Emily. Thank you so much. New York strips one morning next week. $4.77 a pound at Food Outlet. You got to be kidding. I will be there Sunday morning at 7:45. And I urge you to do some price reconnaissance. We're not talking about... I can understand, well, if I'm only going to save a couple of bucks or whatever... No, we're talking, you know, in the meat department alone, numerous dollars, depending on what you buy. But they are so far below the chain stores on meat prices, even with the stuff that isn't specially marked down, like the strips, $4.77 a pound. Those are $13.99.